KQED.
So many of us define ourselves by what we do, our jobs. But what happens if what you do is becoming obsolete? That's certainly the case for taxi drivers. Uber and Lyft are decimating an industry that was once a solid profession. That got our show's senior editor, Victoria Mauleon, thinking about her stepdad, Cy Berlewitz. He drove a taxi in San Francisco when she was a kid growing up in the 80s.
And, you know, he would leave the house in the morning and then come back and tell me about his day. And it seemed like a really cool job. He'd meet, like, tourists from all over the world, come back with some fun stories. And then he had this hat, and it was this yellow cab official hat, this bright yellow, canary yellow hat with the words yellow cab scrawled across and this patent leather bill.
And so you would put it on?
I'd put it on. I'd get my stuffed animals out. I would line up some kitchen chairs, and I'd stick the stuffed animals on the chairs, and I'd take them for a ride. And it just seemed like this really official, professional, exciting job.
But now, as the taxi industry's crumbling, there are real questions about what the future holds for lifelong taxi drivers. KQED's Sam Harnett went to a taxi lot in San Francisco to talk with some of them.
Carl Ditlefson is vacuuming out his taxi as the sun sets on the green cab taxi lot. He's the only driver here. The lot is bare. There's just a cluttered two-person office and a tarp lean-to. It covers a porta-potty with a sign that says taxi driver parking only. Ditlefson just finished an 11-hour shift.
So it was pretty slow today?
What's that?
It was pretty slow?
Yeah, I think on the whole. I mean, I had one good ride.
Ditlefson says his take-home today will be less than minimum wage. It's pretty usual these days. Back before Lyft and Uber, though, drivers could routinely make $20 to $30 an hour.
I used to work 4 or 5 days a week, you know, and you were able to survive. I mean, you weren't on easy street by any means, but you were able to survive. You know, if you keep me busy, that's all I ask.
Ditlefson is wearing a blue hoodie that's worn and pilled. One of his black sneakers has partially separated from the sole.
I've lived here my whole life. I've lived in the same house since I was 6 and a half. It'll be 50 years this April 8th.
How close do you think you are to, like, retiring or stopping driving?
Oh, I don't think there's retirement in sight. You drive until you die. You know, I mean, whether we like it or not, you know, a lot of us don't have retirements to fall into.
The taxi companies themselves are being imploded. Yellow Cab went bankrupt in 2016 and sold for less than $1 million. The industry is consolidating. The same company now owns Yellow Cab, Luxor, and Citywide. Green Cab, Ditlefson's company, used to have 19 medallions. Now it's down to 6, and they aren't even used all the time.
I want to show Sam the shift schedule.
Oh, okay, sure.
And you see all the yellow on here are unfilled shifts.
The schedule is shot through with yellow. Mark Gruberg is a taxi driver and co-founder of Green Cab. He says Uber and Lyft have even taken away cab drivers' biggest paydays.
And you see, we have 2 open shifts on Valentine's Day.
Halloween, St. Patrick's Day, even New Year's Eve, all the same. Gruberg says drivers have lost between a third and half of their income.
There we have.
Devorah Sears, the office manager, is adding up what drivers earn today.
There's days when, you know, there's just some guy will come in and say, I had 3 fares today. Because it's like going out there and playing Russian roulette.
The sort of dignity that people got from their work when they were full-time professional drivers is just not possible with Uber and Lyft.
Vina Dubal is a professor of law at UC Hastings. She did an ethnographic study comparing cab drivers to those for Uber and Lyft. She says these ride apps are destroying the stable, long-term jobs of the taxi industry.
Because of how low the fares are, they have to drive and drive and drive and drive and drive for an inordinate amount of time in order to eke out a living.
Dubal says the app drivers are way more atomized, isolated. There's no taxi lot and less of a sense of community. They just flip on the app and drive, feeding customer demand for cheap, convenient rides.
Consumers who use these ride services are absolutely complicit in it.
I've heard drivers say things like, if I don't die of old age pretty soon, I'm going to go crazy.
Joe DeSalvo just arrived at the Green Cab office for his shift. He has a bright, bushy white mustache and bifocal lenses. He's been driving since 1984.
I'm 74. And if I was younger, I'd just leave. I'd get a second job or go do something else. But my time's passed for that. I have to do what I've been doing for as long as I can and make it work somehow.
DeSalvo says he's stuck. He took out a loan to buy a medallion. That's the license to operate a cab. Back in 2010, the city started selling them for $250,000 apiece. Taxi drivers could then rent the medallions out and make passive income. It was the de facto taxi retirement plan. Now DeSalvo says a medallion is pretty much a worthless piece of tin and a huge financial burden.
There are drivers who are applying for food stamps now and welfare, and I haven't done it yet. I haven't had to, but this is the first year I've been underwater.
DeSalvo finishes the tiny Dixie cup of water he's drinking, crunches it, and drops it in the trash.
Well, good luck tonight. Hopefully
thank you very much.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for letting me vent.
All right.
That'll keep me going for a while.
For the California Report, I'm Sam Harnett in San Francisco.